We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls on this Monday. We go to Justin. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Okay.
Hey, so I'm a Chicago Bears fan, born and raised in Chicago. I've lived here in Detroit Metro since 2014. And listening to the callers, I just think you guys have a skewed view on Fields just because he had some good games with his legs against the Lions. He didn't beat you guys with his arm. He had five touchdowns in five games. And if you look at Mitch Trubisky, if you want to see something truly laughable, look at Mitch Trubisky's career stats against the Lions.
Oh, it's unbelievable. He killed the Lions. He was like some sort of weird Detroit antidote that he would play so well against the Lions.
Yeah, and I feel so. I just think that because Fields beat you guys with his feet, there's this sense that he's like a superior quarterback. But if you look at the great quarterbacks, Jordan Love didn't need a ton of help. You don't find these same arguments around Mahomes. He has no great wide receivers down there, right? But because he's such great talent, you know, I hear these people. There's a lot of Fields apologists calling into Chicago radio. Driving them crazy.
It's funny, Justin. I was reading some stories out of Chicago. Actually, there's a story in the Athletic about how Chicago is split on Justin Fields, and it's become such a polarizing topic. Look, we are aware of what Fields is as a quarterback. I just think at his age, and the idea that if he had more weapons around him, could he be even, you know, because he's gotten slowly better here when it comes to throwing the ball? Could he be even better? And Caleb Williams is an unknown. As much as everybody loves him, everybody loves all the top quarterbacks coming out every year, and the hit rate is so low. I don't know.
For sure. Yeah, you got a franchise that's starved for a star. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer, never had a quarterback in their history throw for over 30,000. So, I mean, here's the thing, though. They've been shopping him since the combine. It kind of seems like the league has made up their mind on Justin Fields, at least. The brass. I mean, when you get Mac Jones going for a sixth, it's not like they haven't been trying. Ryan Poles has been pretty transparent with what he's been saying.
Maybe that's the problem.
Another part of that, I guess. But I mean, if you're a team and you're looking at, we think we've got a good team we can compete right now. Do you go for Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins? You know, Kirk Cousins. You know what kind of a passer he is, and going to Atlanta, they've got weapons, and it kind of makes sense. I love the upside of Justin Fields. It's not just because he ran well against the Lions. He went 4-2 down the stretch. Would have been 5-2, but they lost to the Lions in a game that was pretty close, as I recall, 31-26, in fact. In the game that beat the Lions, he only ran for 58 yards. Okay, he threw for 223 yards. They kind of dominated that game and won it 28-13. I just thought there was a lot of upside left at them pulling the trigger. Now, I get why you pull the trigger. The reason you pull the trigger and say, all right, we're going to take him away, we're going to trade him, is because you have the top pick in the draft and you fully believe that Caleb Williams is the next Patrick Mahomes. And if you fully believe that, then you've got to do it. Did they handle the situation properly to maximize the most from a Justin Fields trade? Doesn't seem like
it. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's the issue Bears fans should have. Like, yeah, if you believe in Caleb Williams, whether you us three do or don't, but if they believe in him, you have to fully support that guy, because that was the issue with Fields in the first place. It's not like they didn't seem like they fully supported him with the supporting cast, the offensive line, whatever. You have to support a young quarterback for having given the best chance to succeed, right? So that's what they want to do with Caleb Williams. So you got to move on from – that's why I think personally, though, you got to move on from Fields. But they should have got more. Just don't forget, guys, the one thing that scared teams away at this point for trading for Fields is he's got a $25 million option coming up. Who wants to give it to him right now when you don't even know what he is? And that's an issue of finding a team that's going to take him on.
But that doesn't come into effect unless you want to pick up that fifth year.
I know. And so but that comes up after this year.
Right. But this is the other side of the coin is that what was Pittsburgh thinking?
Well, they have Russell Wilson, so I think they're just like, whatever happens, happens. I don't know.
I mean, Pittsburgh's probably thinking we were going to look for a mid-round backup quarterback, but now we can use one of our last draft picks to get our backup quarterback, and now he's probably going to be better than anybody you'd get in the mid-rounds in the draft. But still, I mean, you'd have to have Justin Fields fully accepting that this is your role, backup to Russell Wilson. Man. 248-539-9797. Suffice it to say, in Detroit, I'm happy. I'm happy. Because next year, I mean, unless Williams is the unicorn, and he might be, but unless Caleb Williams comes in and just does the C.J. Stroud thing, Chicago's not a factor.
Well, and then there's also reports that says the Steelers plan to re-sign Russell Wilson to a longer contract after 2024. So it even comes more interesting with why go for Justin Fields at this point.
248-539-9797. Let's go to John next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Long-time Bears fan, die hard. There is a real thing that's the Justin Colt out there. It's taking half of Chicago away.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's gone. Top 10 guys when it comes to ESPN analytics. The Bears gave Chicago quarterbacks 2.67 seconds to throw. We were ranked second in run efficiency, seventh in pass. He had DJ Moore, number one wide receiver. 2 years ago, Darnell Mooney was a 1,000-yard receiver. What I'm getting at is he's a one-read trick pony. How do you stop Justin Fields? Zone defense. It just comes to that, guys. Yeah, it was a funeral this morning on Chicago radio. I really thought I'd wake up to a celebration. But it is what it is. People love firecrackers. You know, for 5 seconds, it explodes. It gives you a nice little thrill. But after that, just fizzles out, and that's Justin Fields.
Yeah, I don't know. If I were a Bears fan, I'd love to have the opportunity to watch Justin Fields work with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, Cole Kmet, resources used for the offensive line in the draft, and you could add the best defensive player in the draft as well if you had kept them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I guess that's why I'd be upset if I were a Bears fan.
You know what the thing about it is?
There's so much upside with it. But, again, if you love Caleb Williams, then you make the move.
Yeah, but I guess, or you hang on to Justin Fields and try and trade him when somebody's quarterback gets hurt in the preseason or somebody's quarterback gets hurt in week two. I think you could have got more than a six-round pick, but, again, we don't know. We don't know what offers were made, but I think at this point, if that's all you're getting back, you keep them.
Oh, and make the trade before the combine. Before free agency, for sure.
248-539-9797. Greg is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that Fields, he was an exciting player, but he didn't really do what it took to net wins in the fourth quarter. His fourth quarter quarterback rating was a 53.4. which ranks him 41st in the league. with 32 teams and out of 32 quarterbacks. And so basically he was a perfect tank quarterback. You know, he, like the previous callers from Chicago said, he gave you exciting plays all game. He'd keep it close, and then he'd blow it in the end. So I think that's why he's gone. I'm a Pittsburgh fan, so I'm, you know, I think Pittsburgh's plan is to sit him for a year, see what he is, and then I don't think they're giving him $25 million, but then they can work out a deal when Russ is out of town, or, you know, maybe he even starts if he's good enough.
If they're gonna extend Russell Wilson, then it really makes it interesting why they even went after Justin Fields. But Fields was 4-2 down the stretch.
Wonder how much
the Bears are 4-2 down the stretch with Justin Fields.
How similar this is to just all of our hundreds of Stafford conversations. That Chicago was split. Wow. I wonder.
I guess the difference is that this is Justin Fields just finished his third year in the league.
I know.
You know?
I know.
He's 25.
I know. But it's starting to take on that feel, the familiar feel to me.
Yeah, well.
But whatever. I mean, as far as the Lions are concerned, I had an eye on Chicago. I'm like, they could be a factor. And with their commitment to what is apparently going to be a rookie quarterback, I mean, they might find the rare exception of the rookie that hits the ground running. But at the end of the day, are they playing the long game now? It doesn't feel like it. It feels like when you go get Keenan Allen, you're not playing the long game.
I don't think if I'm the Bears and I feel confident that Caleb Williams is the guy, mm-hmm. then your thinking is I'm giving Caleb Williams all the tools he needs to be successful with so we can start off and be playoff contenders this year. We're going to go the C.J. Stroud plan. That's what we expect out of the Bears. And they can still do that. You know, then now with their first round pick outside the top pick, was it number 8 or number 9 in the draft?
Yep.
They can take BPA. And if it's on defense or on offense, doesn't matter. It can go either way with that. You want to add another weapon for your quarterback to work with? You can do that. You want to add an offensive lineman to protect him? Go ahead and do that. You want to add the best defensive player available, which could be, you know, a corner or Jared Verse? Go ahead and do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.